Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Your unofficial history this week, it didn't get a lot of love. The city square, built in 1980, finally demolished in 2017 to make way for a train station. Had everything, festivals, events, people falling into fountains. Here's some of your unofficial history of Melbourne's now gone city square.
It had the only dedicated heavy metal record bar in Melbourne at the time. It was called Central Station.
I do remember those couches. Completely weird. One of our party put his feet on them and we all got kicked out.
The big TV screen. Before it was switched off, somebody decided to publicise a hardcore porn film.
Oh, Raph, I loved the city square and I can't believe you're saying people didn't like it because I loved it. I used to sit at this cafe drawing and observing, and it's really where I, you know, learned how to draw.
The boy was playing in the fountain and the grate was broken.
That's right.
And he's got sucked down, unbeknownst to anyone, has been pulled through and found an air pocket. It was a tremendous effort for the fireys to actually find him.
When we finally got down the shaft, it was about 9 metres down, and we got in there and I popped my head up out of the water and found him, and I thought, I don't believe it. He's looking at me, and he's alive.
He's alive. That quote's in the newspaper. That's Gary Cronin, the fireman who rescued him. No less a personage than the Queen was the first person to not only open the city square in 1980, but to push the big button and get the waterfalls going.
We are delighted to be with you today in this new centre of Melbourne. This magnificent city square was a far-sighted conception, and it will add a new focus to Melbourne, providing an opportunity to relax, to meet friends. I have much pleasure in declaring open Melbourne's City Square.
So what did people think of it? When it opened up, it was never really loved. When it opened up, the ABC went along and asked people if they thought it was good.
Oh, I think it's an awful place. Well, it's nothing but concrete blocks, isn't it?
No good. I'm a handicapped person and it's just no good for me or any person like me.
Oh, I think it's a monstrosity.
Could do with a bit more grass or anything though, I reckon. But I don't know what that thing over there is.
Well, we can't see anything. Really?
Well, look, the city square is beautiful, but why are they... How much did that cost?
I don't know.
It's bloody awful. You know, when you look at it, it's something shocking.
Susan's dad texted us this. I worked on the cutting and supervision of the bluestone for City Square. Dad was very proud of his work, and the day it opened, we went there as a family to admire it. Fond memories indeed. Someone else recalls the sweet treats there at Jody's Creams Ice Cream Parlour. The pretty boys in their pink overalls serving and giving my phone number to one of them. Steve in Richmond sent us this. I must admit, Raph, I grew up when Fed Square was the place to be. I didn't even know City Square used to be such a place. I always thought of it as that redundant and unused little space near the town hall. I grew up in Melbourne, so I'm feeling quite ashamed and ignorant that I'm so unaware of the history of my city. That's the beauty of the unofficial history. We thought we'd do a few of the places that are no longer with us. So many of you connected to the Central Station record store where you bought your hip-hop and your acid house. Breakdancing, of course, connected to that. Mark from Bentley East recalls 81, 82, watching the rappers doing their dance moves on their bits of BYO cardboard, spinning on their heads, ghetto blasters blaring, mind-boggling at the time. For a 13-year-old boy from the country, just groundbreaking. And Craig from Essendon, I recall meeting my first girlfriend on a date at the Cat's Garden restaurant above the city square behind the fountain. I felt incredibly sophisticated because it's where we ordered vol-au-vents for the first time and we've been married for more than 30 years. And that is just some of your unofficial history of the now extinct Melbourne City Square.